Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Parts of Connecticut experienced a 1,000-year weather catastrophe yesterday. Staggering rainfall totals have been reported with over 10 inches falling in parts of Oxford and Southbury in just 12 hours. Oxford Fire Department are searching for two people who were swept away in the Little River. One was in a car, and another was clinging to a street sign. Multiple bridges and roads were washed out, cars swept away, mudslides, dramatic rescues, many roads and state highways closed, shopping plazas wiped out, houses swept away. Which roads are closed? Which roads are safe? Let's talk to DOT Commissioner Garrett Yukalidos. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming on today. I know you're very busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the situation?
Yeah, so, you know, last night we brought crews in once we started getting notifications of flooding. As it began to get dark, we really had to just move to securing roadways. We can't really inspect any of the infrastructure while there's still water over top. So our crews stayed out securing roadways, working with the local governments and first responders who were out there all afternoon and all night. And so today, this morning, our crews are going out and inspecting all the infrastructure that is potentially at risk. If there was major water over the top of a road, we need to inspect, make sure there's no undermining, inspect any of the bridges for any scouring or damage that occurred to the abutments that hold up the bridge. So it's going to be some time before we can figure out the full extent of what actually occurred, because we need to inspect everything. It might look safe from the visual eye above, but we need to actually go and look underneath and see and make sure everything is safe.
Yeah. Have you talked to the governor? Are we going to declare Connecticut a disaster area?
The governor was on a call last night. State agencies had multiple calls yesterday afternoon and last night the flooding started to surface in the afternoon, and the governor was on those calls. But I think what they need to do, I can't speak for emergency management, but generally, historically, what they do is they do the initial scope investigation as to what was the damage, and then that determines whether they do a declaration.
Stevenson Dam?
Yeah, Stevenson Dam. So, you know, we heard from the owner of the dam, First Light, that it's safe. Unfortunately for us, like, it is a state road 34 that goes over the dam, and the approaches on either side of the dam are gone, essentially. So our crews are out there this morning inspecting what we're going to need to do to rebuild Route 34 on either side of the dam.
Wow. Right. Both sides out right before the dam, right?
Yeah, Monroe and Oxford.
Yep. How, you know, I know it's hard to say now, but it is a state road and an important one. What would your guess be to how long it would take to get both those sides fixed?
It depends. It really, honestly, we need to see if it was a bridge washout, not just a road washout, then could we put a temporary bridge in while we work on a permanent replacement? That could be just several days. If it's the actual road washout, that might take a little longer. It depends what was underneath. If there was a brook underneath, a culvert, or simply just a complete washout because the water just moved and hit the roadway. So it could be days, it could be weeks, it could be longer.
Yeah, I know on the Oxford side, that was 8 Mile River, 8 Mile Brook, that turned into a roaring river that washed that out. I know it's too early to tell, but just a rough number, how many state roads and bridges have been washed out?
I don't know how many are washed out. I can tell you, so last night in the evening, I was counting around 25 closures that we are aware of. So right now we're looking at a little bit less than that. We're at like 22 state road closures. Some of them were just because the water was over top. Others are because they're washed out. So, between 20 and 25 right now, I expect we're going to open some of them once we inspect them. But the number will come down a bit.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I know you have lots of things to do today, and we'll be checking in with you in the days to come. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
DOT Commissioner, you can lead us. Let's go to Oxford First Selectman George Temple. Oxford hit very, very hard. Good morning, First Selectman Temple.
How are you, Chaz?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, tired, but it's a long, long night.
Unbelievable devastation. Two people missing in Oxford, swept away, one in the car, one holding onto a sign. It's just heartbreaking. Lots of businesses wiped out, houses wiped out. How many bridges have been lost in Oxford?
Last count, six.
Six.
Yikes.
Yeah. Three of them are just total washout. Just bridge is gone. It was, I've never seen anything like it. I was here when it just started. It was a flash flood. It just came up really fast. And now I'm in the police department now, and they were underwater, and we had to have someone come in and clean it this morning. There's mud all over the place.
I saw the footage.
Wow.
That's why I wanted to move the police department to across the street. Now maybe people think that's a good idea.
Right.
Right.
Now listen.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's really sad to see people killed with these things. You shouldn't be out on the road. You stay where you are and, ride it out. We had over 30 people on Jackson Cove, and the road washed out before then. There's no getting to them. And there was an infant and everything else. And, we couldn't reach them by automobile, so we got them, we got boats, and we got them out. So, that could have been extremely uncomfortable for them. One child, I think, had requirements of insulin, and but everything was done, and cooperated with other towns.
Yeah.
How many of the businesses in Oxford do you think have been devastated?
I haven't even gone down. I just got to Route 67 now. It's bad. I would say that, hopefully Quarry Walk is okay, but businesses on the right side of the road coming down took a real hit.
A lot of the footage that people are seeing on television news is from Oxford.
Yeah.
And that shopping plaza where the original Roses and Boar's Head was, that looked like
right. There
was a river running through it.
There was.
Yeah.
There was. It was Little River. And that was terrible. That's where the incident happened, where the individuals were swept away.
With the car? Is that where the car was swept away?
Yeah, they were both in the same car, I believe, and the car was swept away, and the driver, I think, stayed with the car. The other one jumped out, and neither one of them have been seen. And the problem, what we're going to be doing now, of course, we have to assess the damages. But what we're going to do now is look at all these cars that are on the side of the road and see what's in them.
Right. Oh my God.
You know, we don't know.
Wow.
You feel helpless, you know, and you know, it was just the current going down Route 67. I would say it was probably about 4 feet deep, but it was moving like rapids.
I saw the footage, and I think everyone has by this point. All the news media has been playing. It's been all over Facebook of the Beacon Falls rescue of the people in the apartment near Brookside.
Yeah. Yes.
Dramatic rescue.
Yeah.
And apparently...
I talked to Jerry Smith, the first selectman, last night. You know, I thanked him for Beacon Falls. Well, you know, Oxford and Beacon Falls are very close, and... they're very cooperative, but, you know, our guys, our firemen have been working all night. Police have been out, and Public Works have been working all night, and they're going to work all day. They have to put mafia blocks in front of where the bridges are out, so that's, you know, somebody doesn't try to get over a bridge that's
right.
Not there.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, yeah.
But I think our first responders did a terrific job. I mean, I'm
no doubt.
Really
yep.
proud of the job they did.
Brookside looked like that was underwater. And I know people had to be rescued from Brookside. In an hour, we'll talk to Nicole, who was bartending there. Oxford Tavern didn't look like it was in good shape. That new Mexican restaurant. I mean, all the businesses along that... Brook there.
It was you wouldn't have believed, you know, it's like, you know, it's like you're in another world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess we got over 10 inches of rain, but it snuck up on everybody.
Yeah.
It in a forecast.
Yep. Nope.
You know, it's just regular rain, man. You know, like you see 200 times a year, you know, but it was just, kept coming and coming, and I was at the police station when it got out of control. So, you know, I was able to help them out. We had several police cars were underwater, and they got them out. They got them started this morning. So we'll still be out there.
There was an unconfirmed report someone called earlier and said Oxford may have lost a fire truck. Do you know anything about that?
No.
No. Okay.
I would think I'd be the first.
You would know.
I would hope so.
You
yeah.
would know.
Yeah.
I think they saw footage of the truck like up and in water.
Right.
But those trucks can withstand.
Oh, that was our rescue truck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They made an assumption.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, we have a new rescue truck on water anyway, but. Yeah. I knew about that. That's, that's not a big deal, really.
Yeah.
All right. First Selectman Temple, I can hear the phone going in the background. Thank you so much for taking time. And if there's anything I could do, please let me know.
Okay, Chaz. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. George Temple, First Selectman of Oxford. Dr. Ron Clark is on the show now, and he lives, you live in Southbury, right?
I do.
And how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Me personally, okay. A bunch of my neighbors' basements are flooded, but the town is in rough shape, really rough shape. A lot of the roads are washed out. There's just extensive damage. There's and how you guys were saying before, there's a lot of damage. They don't know what's there yet. Some of the roads I've heard like are heaved up, so they're not cracked yet, but the underneath part of them is probably not structurally sound. There wasn't much warning, so, you know, people, you know, came as a surprise. I was actually out shopping with my kids just to bring them back to college and get some food at Costco because they eat a ton. And driving back with the rain, there was no real warning. And so it probably let up in a little while, and it just didn't stop. And we ended up going the back way, which for people in Connecticut, if you're in Southbury where I live, if you go towards Waterbury or Danbury, it's pretty urban. If you go the other way, it gets country really quickly. And some of those roads are tight with hills and rocks. And the water was coming down the rocks as we were trying to get home. And then I told my wife, I said, this is not, there's something wrong here. The rain's not letting up. And it seems like these rivers are just filling up really fast. And we were lucky to get home. But then, you know, after us, I know some cars behind us, the one of the rivers near me kind of went across the road, and then that was it. So everybody behind us kind of got stuck there, but with really nowhere to go, because to get back to where you started is miles and miles of country road back. So it was a pretty dangerous situation.
How did you do it?
So my wife has a Tahoe, so she kind of saved us. She was driving. I was joking around with her saying, hey, you saved our family, because all five of us were in the car. I have two daughters and a son.
The whole family.
Yeah. The whole family was in there because my kids go back to school at the end of the week, and we just go to Costco to go shopping and get, you know, all the big stuff for them to go back to college. And but it was kind of hairy there for a little while. I could see the water coming up on the river on the sides of the roads, because a lot of these rivers, you know, the roads kind of just like Southbury, Oxford, where we live, the rivers follow, you know, the roads follow the rivers. And I was just watching it get higher and higher, and then it was like kind of flush with the road. And I told my wife, I said, we got to get home as soon as we can. We only had one little bit where we had, you know, you're not, as a general rule, you're not supposed to go through standing water because you never know how deep it is.
Yeah, right.
So, again, the right move is to stop. My issue was I was in an area with pretty big rock formations with the water coming down like a waterfall onto my car. So
you can't stay there.
It wasn't a great place to stop, because if this increases, it's going to kind of sweep us over. So we kept going, and, you know, at the time, luckily, like, the road was still okay where we were on. It was covered with water, but to our sides, it was just flowing down, and kind of, you know, my kids were obviously nervous and stuff, too. And then we had one point.
That's a tense moment.
Yeah, tense moment and stuff. But my wife actually did a great job, and she, as always, you know, I'm the emergency room doctor, but my wife's the strong one.
It's weird when you're just driving home and you think, I can lose my life from this water and this weather. We're really not used to that in Connecticut. We get snow, but we know it's coming.
Yeah.
We get rain, we know it's coming. When this just comes out of nowhere, then, like you said, you're driving, and as you're driving, you're like, this isn't right. This is getting worse real fast.
You can make decisions and everything, yeah.
Yeah, and I've lived here my whole life, and I'm used to the water and the rivers that are around us. In Southbury, we have the Pomprog River, and then there's a bunch of other rivers pretty much everywhere. And I'm used to that. Like, I see them all the time, and they, you know, when it rains, they go up. This was just the amount of water and the force of the water and just how fast it was going. Our downtown area in Southbury, the plaza was completely flooded with cars. I've seen videos of people getting rescued from their cars.
A lucky coincidence for us that you live in Southbury, and you know, you were dealing with it, and glad your family's safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank all the volunteers, the rescuers, EMS, police, all the people that have helped out, including the Good Samaritans out there who are good people that can help other people. So I hope everybody stays safe, and we'll get out of this, and we'll talk about the top 10 list next time.
Thank you, Dr. Ron Clark. Annette lives by Stevenson's Dam. Good morning, Annette. Thank you for holding for over a half an hour.
That's okay. So we were coming off the Merritt Parkway in Derby and came all the way up Route 34. And just before Laughlin Road, everyone was turning around, and the road washed out right there at 34. So we turned around and came all the way back to the Derby-Shelton Bridge, came up 110, hopefully, you know, trying to get home. So we took 110 all the way back to 111 so that we could now go home on our road on 111. And we got all the way to Massac High School. And luckily, the officer said, okay, try it, but do not go any further if you're in danger. There was like he said there was like 1,000 cars trying to get off 34 coming up to 111.
Yeah.
And so we made it home. Got in the house and everything's good, but, you know, we just felt so bad that we've been here for almost 30 years and never, ever saw anything like this.
Nope, me neither.
But, people just need to be careful because they're flying by our house now this morning like nothing happened. It's like 45, let's just do 50, and they're heading towards the dam, so Like, yeah. Where are they going to go?
Yeah.
Just remind people, you know, the speed, be careful. There's trees coming down still, you know?
There's trees coming down. Some of these roads have had undermining.
Yeah.
So they look like they're okay.
Right. But there's hidden dangers.
Right. There's hidden dangers. And, yeah, we have to just dial it down.
And we get it that, you know, not everybody's local either. But if you don't know, you know, just be careful. Because if you're trying to get on 34, you're not going anywhere near Derby. You're going left to Newtown.
Yeah. And, what a hell of a ride you had.
Right?
Yeah. So you were driving down Route 34 while the storms were going, while the Housatonic River is raging, where you think, man, if I end up in that river, I am dead in a second.
You're done,
and then you had to turn around and drive down along the river again, cross the Shelton Derby Bridge, go up 110 to 111. And then the other side was washed out.
Wow.
Pretty unbelievable commute there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're right above, I don't know if you know where the castle is, but we're right above the castle.
Yeah.
And we got here. So I don't know how we did it, but the officer let us through, and we're like, is it really that bad? Well, yeah, it was.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm just, you know.
Glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Glad everybody's okay and just slow down, guys. You know.
Right. Yeah.
You're not going too, you don't have to do 50 on 111 right now.
Right.
Slow down. Be careful. Trees
Thank you,
are coming down.
Thanks, Annette.
Right. Thank you, Chaz. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Southbury First Selectman Jeff Manville on the show. Southbury hit very, very hard as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
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 What's the report from Southbury?
We have something let loose at 3 a.m., I understand, in the morning on 67 coming into Southbury proper. We've lost the road is closed on 67 and a lot of erosion on the side roads. We have probably, I think, around 10 or 12 road bridges and roads that are washed out or closed. So we're trying to get a handle on everything now that the morning has come. And the state's working on 67. I understand up on Route 6 towards Woodbury is going. I would encourage people, if they don't need to travel, please don't travel. It's not worth it. It's just too difficult to get around.
No one saw this coming.
No.
No.
Looking out the window yesterday, I'm like, this seems like a lot of rain. I don't remember torrential rain being in the forecast.
No.
And the next thing you know, all hell was breaking loose. I saw Kettletown Road was completely washed out.
Yes. They rescued like over 40 people last night that were down in Kettletown State Park and Jackson's Cove. And they had to bring them up through Lake Zor up to the state boat launch last night. And we had the Red Cross in, giving shelter to them until they can either get Ubers, or some people are getting Ubers, some to get back home to wherever they were from. They're not going to be able to get to their cars for a while because the road is in there is gone.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in a boat yesterday? I wouldn't want to be in a boat yesterday.
No. No, but they did have special crews come in. From Guilford, I think one came up.
Wow.
And they are, you know, with their rescue boats, and they're equipped for this. But I don't know. I understand they may have, I'm not sure, come over from the Monroe side across the lake. I can't verify that yet.
Unbelievable. How many bridges do you have out in Southbury? Do you know that number?
I'm not currently. I think it's around 10 or 12.
Oh, boy.
This is unreal.
Yeah.
This is as big of a disaster in terms of weather that I can remember in this state. And I'm not young.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a massive, massive event.
Well, I've been through a number of events. I've had the people forget there was a tornado that came through that. We had 100% road closure and 100% power outage.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the almost 10 years I've been in this administration, it seems like every 2 years there's a natural, some sort of a disaster that we have to deal with. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And no loss of life and no one's missing in Southbury.
I have not had any information to that. I haven't heard of anything yet, but we do have multiple cars over washed out over banks.
Wow.
I can't verify that yet. I don't know how they would have gotten out of their cars at the time. But we will be certainly working on that.
Oh, wow. So this could be a number that we're just not aware of yet.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we just don't know yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
What about businesses? Have you lost businesses, homes?
We have not. There's been damage to businesses from flooding, especially near the plaza. One of the local businesses. Homes, so far we have not. We've lost some barns on the side of the road, some sheds, so far, but I'm not aware of any houses right now. And of course there's flooding. The library right now, our library has, there was like over 4 feet of water in the basement. Of course that holds a lot of our records. So we're evaluated. That still has power, but it probably got into all of the mechanicals and the furnaces.
Oh, great. All right.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted. Thanks for coming on. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let us know if there's anything we could do. First Selectman of Southbury, Jeff Manville. Let's go over to Naugatuck, Mayor Pete Hess. Good morning.
Morning. We're not as bad as Oxford and Southbury. But it's a mess. Our teams are out there now cleaning up. Most of the roads are back to being passable. Still working on Rubber Ave. Hunter's Mountain Road is sort of a washout. So we have contractors working downtown on our project. So we've recruited them, and they're now working with our street department, getting everything as good as we can. So right now it's passable. We didn't lose anyone, thank God. We did have at least two homes that were probably the foundations are gone, so that's a mess.
Wow.
We had to house them in the hotels. We lost one business, Tom's Firearms. Part of his building went into a brook. But it's really right now mostly a mess and a cleanup effort and a damage assessment, not just for the town, but, you know, for individual property owners.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yikes. All right. Well, I'm glad you didn't get it as bad as Oxford and Southbury, man. They got whapped hard.
And what's amazing to me is that, so Southbury, Oxford get whacked.
Uh-huh.
Naugatuck gets hit hard. Beacon Falls doesn't get hit at all. They were here helping us last night. I guess Waterbury, not too bad. Mayor Paul and I spoke. He didn't seem to be having any problems. Seymour gets wiped out. So, I don't know, very unpredictable. I guess I can't count on my iPhone anymore.
No, it was weird to me because I didn't know that we were going to have a weather situation.
No.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
nothing.
No warning.
Nothing.
Lots of rain come. I'm like, wow, this is getting out of hand. Talking to people in other towns, they're like, nothing's happening here.
Yeah.
I posted a video, and then just a stream of videos of devastation in Oxford, Southbury, the towns we mentioned.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, let me turn the TV on. I got to watch, let's get the reports here.
Yeah.
Basketball, NASCAR, like no one's covering
nothing,
it.
Nothing, yeah.
So we come up on 5 o'clock, nothing. I turn the TV back on at 6 o'clock, nothing. They do 60 seconds on this as if it's a water main break.
Yeah.
And then they go to, it's coming up on tax-free week in Connecticut. Sales tax-free week.
I'm incredible,
like,
isn't it?
What? I was pissed.
Right?
Who cares about tax-free?
Yeah. This is a 1,000-year event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Mayor, I cut you off.
Yesterday I was in Southbury, or Woodbury, really, and it was coming down crazy. So I called our street department. I said, well, we better get out and start working. He said, no, it's not raining bad here. The storm's off to the west. I think we're good. So I drove back to Naugatuck, hardly raining at all. I drove around. Everything was great. And then, you know, then 45 minutes later, all hell breaks loose. And then they tell us it's going to end in 45 minutes, and it just kept going and going and going. I mean, it was insanity.
Nuts.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys didn't get hit as hard as Oxford or Southbury, and I'm hearing confirmed two people missing in Oxford. That may be three.
Yeah.
Man, it's bananas. All right. Naugatuck Mayor Pete Hess, thank you, sir. I don't know if you've seen any of the images on Facebook. They're devastating.
Yeah.
What happened in Oxford, Southbury, and surrounding areas, Newtown, Monroe, Danbury, Naugatuck, Seymour, Ansonia. It's pretty bad. The worst videos are coming out of Oxford.
Yeah.
And Southbury. But if you saw that dramatic rescue footage, that was from Brookside. It was the apartment building right next to Brookside. Beacon Falls had their ladder truck out there.
Yeah.
And they had just enough ladder to get there and save a person and a dog from that apartment building. And then they went over and saved people out of Brookside Restaurant.
Yep.
In Brookside Restaurant was my favorite bartender, and she was rescued and on the phone now. Nicole, how are you?
Hi, Chaz.
Hi.
I'm good.
Hey,
what the hell happened?
What
like, you guys are in the bar.
Yeah.
You're, you know, did you see this coming? What happened?
So just so everyone knows, we get flooded all the time at Brookside. Like water comes in the basement. Just on a really bad flood day, it will come in the basement. You get a few couple inches and, you know, maybe, I mean, at a foot max, never see anything more than that.
Yeah.
The water came in. It came into the basement. I still had people in the restaurant. And
at this point, there's no water in the road, right?
No.
No.
Right.
No. And it started coming in through the back. If people know Brookside, the back entrance, it started coming into the back door there. As usual, though, so I still know it's coming, but I don't think that it's going to do what it did.
Yeah.
When you park at Brookside in the parking lot, to the right of the restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it just rained, you're going to hear that Little River running hard.
Okay.
Okay, so the parking lot is right up against Little River.
Gotcha.
Yes. Well, the water came in, and it started coming a little bit faster and faster. And a friend of mine went out to move my truck, because the water was coming in the parking lot on the side of the building there, over the river. So I've never seen that before happen.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. So the water started coming through the side of the parking lot from the river. I never saw that happen before, only in the back.
So and this water rose so high, uh-huh. It came up probably 15, 20 feet, and now it's in the parking lot.
Oh, hey. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. And that's not just drifting. It's roaring.
It's moving, yeah.
Yeah.
You could go whitewater rafting down it. It's that crazy.
Yeah.
It's that crazy. When the water came through the side and I saw it come through the side, my friend Chris Chubbs grabbed my keys.
What's his name?
Chubbs?
Chubbs?
Chubbs.
I don't want to know why.
Well, you know. Retains a lot of water.
Yeah, that's it.
I was retaining water. Yeah.
Chubbs was a huge help last night.
Yeah.
And the water came in. He went and moved the truck to the side. There's a dirt parking lot, and there's a grass hill when you come down.
Okay. So one of the videos I saw of the rescue showed a bunch of vehicles parked up on the hill, up on the grass area. Yeah. That's your truck is in that picture?
Yes.
Okay.
Ford Platinum. I borrowed it from my friend Jody Holmes. Thank you, Jody.
Right.
Chubb has moved the truck, and when he came back in the in the building to get his girlfriend Samantha's keys. He couldn't save her car. We couldn't even, the water came up within 8 minutes.
Wow, that's fast.
With 8 minutes, it was over the door.
Oops. Mm-hmm.
So now, what's the water like in the parking lot in Brookside? What's the situation inside the restaurant?
Oh my gosh. As I tell you, the water does come in the basement, and you might get a couple of inches. I mean, a foot at max with a really bad storm, a hurricane. When I went down the stairs, we were looking at like 6 feet.
Oh.
And not, it was still rising.
Not good.
Yeah.
It was still coming up. And then the alarms were going off, and I had gone down earlier to silence the alarm because it's, you know, all the alarms are.
It's annoying.
It's annoying, It is what it is.
It's supposed to get you to leave. But,
exactly right. But you're like,
you know, when there's water everywhere outside, it's like, well, where am I going?
Yeah.
Yeah. When the alarm started going off again after I silenced it and I went down the stairs, I opened the gate to go down the stairs in the banquet room, and the water was already at the top level of the stairs, and I was like, whoops, I guess I ain't shutting the alarm
The top
off.
Level.
Yeah, it's like you're sinking, like the Titanic, the water.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, it was like a swimming pool down there. I think I sent you a picture. I'm not sure.
So did the water come into the restaurant?
Yeah. So the water, after time, mind you, there were 18 people in the restaurant with me and 17 others. And the water rose so quickly. And when it was over the door of where you walk in the restaurant, because I've never seen that happen. I say, you only see it around back. You don't see it in the parking lot we usually park in at that door. And as it started rising, and Chad, I know you know the restaurant, in the lounge where you sit, the window, it was coming up to the window. The window in that restaurant. And if it went through the window, I knew that we weren't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to smash that window out.
Yeah.
It was right at the window.
That had to be horrifying.
It was absolutely terrifying.
So you could see nothing but water and things floating by. I saw in the video of the rescue, two giant dumpsters float by, a raft floating, gas cans, garbage cans.
They don't do it normally. No.
Debris, trees.
Yep.
Cars.
Cars. Wow.
Our garage doors. There were random doors going by. It was absolutely crazy. A car was pushed against on the side there in the lounge shack where you always are. There was a car obviously came through the river and it hit the building of Brook right there by the lounge. And I kept thinking the water that it was going to smash through the side of the wall. And
that would just open it up.
Yep.
And that would be it.
Wow.
And I was just terrified.
I don't blame you.
I would be too,
And then Beacon Falls came with a boat?
Beacon Falls. There, two of them are here now. They're here right now. With us, sitting at my table.
What do you mean? Like at your house?
Yes.
Nicole.
Yes. Chaz, I got friends.
You got friends,
I just want to say, so everyone knows around here, in Oxford and in the Valley, we are all friends.
Yes.
Okay. So I was going to say, Nicole, you could just say thank you.
Yeah, most folks would just say thank you. I'll buy you some...
Most of us just say thank you.
Yeah, when it dries, I'll buy you guys a basket of muffins.
And I called the fire chief, and then I called Beacon Falls firemen, and I got on the phone. I was calling people's cell phones. I didn't call 911. I just called their cell phones. Everyone around here knows.
So I got a roll, but so 18 people, I'm guessing that's a couple of different boat trips, correct?
It wasn't. Cal will tell you that they had a ladder.
Yeah.
That they brought their fire truck in and had a ladder that stretched across. They knocked a gate out on the side of Brookside to make the ladder fit on the side where the water did not hit yet on a platform.
Yeah.
able to walk across the gate, the ladder.
Like a bridge, yeah.
We were watching the video, and the water was moving so fast and so furious that it was a very dramatic rescue. And, you know, I've been getting texts on this morning, but I'm seeing now it's actually confirmed, Channel 3, confirming one dead, another still missing. One of the bodies have been found, another still missing.
Oh, my God. Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm glad you're okay.
Yes.
And please pass on my thanks to the Beacon Falls Fire Department. It sounds like you have already.
Yes.
But
yes, they were tremendous.
Awesome. Awesome job.
Yes.
So, all right, Nicole, thanks for coming on and sharing. Appreciate that. Glad you're okay.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.